We're here at VON 2006. I'm Michael Johnson, and this is podtech.net. We've got a couple of folks from Lucent here. Maybe you can introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Mike Cooper with the Convergence Core Solutions Group. We're here today talking about IMS Blended Lifestyle Services.
Hi, I'm Pat Matthews. I'm here with Lucent Worldwide Services, representing the Managed Services Organization, here to talk about the Sprint Nextel-hosted voice over IP service for the enterprise.
So Lucent, big name in communication. Tell me what you're offering here. We'll start with you, Mike.
We're kind of talking about the entire core network that IMS brings to service providers. In particular, if you look at the core network, it kind of breaks down into application elements, control elements, and gateway elements. We have all three of those products on the show floor here. In addition, we're demonstrating how you can take these IMS services and extend them across other, what we tend to call service domains, like IPTV and web services. There's a live demo, or there's a demonstration of how our service vehicle or service delivery engine can interwork with IPTV and deliver voice messages or caller ID to the screen, and you can change that with a channel, reject it, send it to voicemail, things of that nature.
Okay. And Patrick, maybe you can tell me about what areas you're covering.
Sure. So we're here today to follow up on our recent launch of the hosted VoIP for the enterprise services, and we're proud to announce our first Tier 1 customer with Sprint Nextel, really kind of leveraging our hosted IP PBX infrastructure within one of our four global network operation centers here within North America, not only delivering VoIP services, but also converged services for the enterprise customer.
So how is what you're offering today going to change the way the enterprise customer works with VoIP and works with communication data?
Well, I think that one of the key elements of IMS is that it creates the ability to simplify how the end user uses the network. Today, multiple devices, multiple interfaces, and IMS allows the service provider to provide a single solution look and feel to the end user. For the service provider, it changes the way that they look at the network because it allows them to put multiple applications in the network and then distribute them to any of the device seamlessly.
Sure. So for the hosted IPPBX, what we're really focused on is simplifying it not only for the carrier but also for the enterprise. So we're really leveraging a hosted IPPBX to quickly enable a carrier to go to market with VoIP services and have an end-to-end complemented services wraparound around that. So again, not only just simply deploying the box, but also as well as continuous ongoing management as well as value-add applications that sit on top of the hosted IPPBX.
And who are some of the key partners that you're working with? I mean, it seems like this, we have so many folks here, it's hard to sort of go it alone. What are some key partners that Lucent is working with?
From a partner perspective for us, first of all, it really starts out with the carriers. They're really our key and our core partners for the hosted IPPBX solution. But we also leverage the feature server 3000, which is really a combination of a partnership with BroadSoft, as well as we leverage a relationship that we have with Polycom to deliver the end CPE device type phones for IP telephony.
What's going to be new in 2006? Because this thing is moving pretty fast. It's been around for a while, but it seems like lately, I don't know whether it's just the explosion of things that are happening on the internet and people communicating, but it seems like it's really taken quite an exponential curve. What's happening in 2006?
Well, I think we're still in the beginning stages of IMS, but where we see, things coming about is service providers beginning to deploy IMS. And then begin to interwork IMS with other service domains like IPTV and web services. So as they roll out the IMS services, I think what we'll begin to see is more value added to the basic infrastructure and then more blending of these individual service domains to make it easier for the end user to use the system.
Sure. So from a hosted perspective, it's very much focused on no longer just simply voice over IP, but what we consider a Lucent value over IP. So it's about not just delivering voice and unified messaging, but the actual value-add applications that ride on top of that, be it presence or location-type services, as well as fixed mobile convergence. So again, driving additional revenue, not just over VoIP, but also additional applications to the end carrier customer.
Well, I've been speaking with Patrick Matthews and Michael Cooper of Lucent Technologies. It's been great having you on the podcast, and looking forward to the next innovations that Lucent has to offer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.